Texte numéro 25. China's push for more babies. The Chinese government is again trying to insert itself into women's childbearing decisions, knocking on doors and making calls, with questions some find downright invasive. Our reporter visited maternity hospitals and government family planning offices in Beijing to see how women were being prodded to have children. The first time a government worker encouraged Yumi Yang to have a baby, the worker gave her and her husband free prenatal vitamins, which she chalked up to the government trying to be helpful. When an official called to ask if she had taken them and then called again after she did get pregnant to track her progress, Ms. Yang shrugged those questions off as well-intentioned too. But when officials showed up at her door after she had given birth, that was too much. Faced with a declining population that threatens economic growth, the Chinese government is responding with a time-tested tactic, inserting itself into this most intimate of choices for women, whether or not to have a child. Officials are not just going door to door to ask women about their plans. They have partnered with universities to develop courses on having a positive view of marriage and childbearing. At high-profile political gatherings, officials are spreading the message too. Yumi Yang drew the line at being visited at home by officials asking her to take a photograph of her and her baby. The in-your-face approach makes it harder for women to tune out calls by China's leader, Xi Jinping, to get married and have babies. To some, it is outright invasive. On social media, women have complained about being approached by neighbourhood officials, including some who they said called to ask the date of their last menstrual cycle. Mr. Xi, who has overseen a crackdown on feminist activism, has said that promoting childbirth as a national priority is one step toward ensuring that women walk with the party. The country's total fertility rate is at 1.0. The fertility campaign is also a reminder that the Chinese Communist Party has a long history of imposing its will on people's reproductive decisions. For decades, starting in the 1970s, it enforced a one-child policy, sometimes brutally. Officials fined couples who had unauthorized pregnancies and even forced some women to undergo abortions. As China's economy developed, the party stepped back somewhat, ruling in 2021 that couples could have three children. Faced with a declining population that threatens economic growth, China has made raising the fertility rate a national priority. But for many women, the government's nagging seemed out of step with their concerns and outdated. It failed to address the high cost of raising children and how they would juggle motherhood alongside their careers and other ambitions. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2024.